vocalize how grateful you are every single day. It is so powerful. You'll find that you'll be less frustrated, less triggered, and you're even going to realize how important you are in this world, even on the days that you feel so small. I grew up in a home where it was very dark most days. Hard to find the flower amongst the ashes. And the only thing that got me by was anger. But I came to realize that ended up putting more weight on my shoulders. It got to the point where I was tired of this. I was tired of making people feel uncomfortable. I mean, I was that person that would ruin the mood, ruin the whole day over something that wasn't even that big of a deal, something that most people would be able to just move on from. But for some reason, it felt like that was impossible for me to do. So I came up with this new rule, to list off things I was grateful for until I would calm down. And there would be days where I would have to do this multiple times a day, because that's how often I would get angry. And sometimes it would take me the entire day of listing things off before I calmed down. It wasn't easy. Some days I would get so pissed off because I could not believe how much of a struggle it was for me to just be happy or to be calm. I felt so messed up, just a lost cause. But I would always come to the same realization. My anger is selfish. Look, I believe that we should feel what we are going through, 100%. If a crappy thing happened to you, then feel crappy for a bit. But don't you dare let that take over. Move on. Emotions are meant to come and go. My anger over the years has hurt a lot of people. I was angry from the moment that I understood what that emotion was, all the way up until I moved to Thailand at 19. You see, the people in Thailand are the most loving people I have ever met. They never stay angry long. They have people to care for and loved ones to share memories with. They care more about that than being angry. They are the most loving people I have ever met. And that was where I realized that I needed to fix myself. I needed to fix this issue. Instead of just saying, oh, I have an anger issue, I need to do something about it. I could not be living in a country full of this much love and be the only person that was so angry. People can feel that off of you. People can feel that anger. They can feel the negativity. Auras are real. Energy is real. What kind of energy do you want to be giving off to people? When I was in Thailand, I realized I didn't want to be that person that was giving off negative energy. I wanted to be that person that gave off light. I wanted to be that person when I walked into the room, people were excited that I was there because I had such good energy about me. But I needed to fix this problem first. When you are angry, it hurts the people around you. A lot of the time when we get angry, when we just see red, it's easy for us to think that we're just in our own little world. But in reality, anger makes us turn into mini Hulks. And we say and do such stupid things that really hurt people. Things that we can't take back. It's like that whole analogy with the toothpaste that they teach you when you're young. Squirt out all of the toothpaste and try to put it back in. It's just like words and actions. You can't take them back. And having anger management issues is not an excuse to hurt others. I hate when I hear people say, oh, they struggle with anger issues. It's not their fault. That's bullshit. We all have a brain and we're all capable of working on ourselves. We are all given challenges, but never use that as an excuse to be an asshole. Put in the work and be a better human. It takes time to switch anger to gratitude. So be patient with the process. Now, I say anger is selfish because you make people feel like it's impossible to be comfortable. They're walking on eggshells around you. You are taking away their freedom to say and do what they want without the fear of upsetting you and the consequences that come with that. The amount of times that I have seen the people around me have that scared look on their face, just that look of pure uncomfortable awkwardness, is embarrassing, shameful. I am not proud of it. It is something that I have struggled with my entire life. And it's something that I have never used as an excuse. I know that it's an issue that I have, and I know it's something that I have to work on, and I know that it is only me that needs to work on that, that needs to find a solution, that needs to work hard every day to make that different. I don't want people looking at me like that anymore. I don't want to make people uncomfortable anymore. Not even for a second. I want to be that person that people feel comfortable around. They don't have to walk on eggshells. They don't have to worry if I'm going to get upset that day, if I'm going to have a trigger. It makes me feel awful. Why put people through that? Why do it? If that means that I need to put so much time and energy into working on that part of me, that issue that I've had for so long, then I'll do it. If it means that the people around me are going to be so much happier and so much at peace, I will do it. It's not fun having this issue. It's not fun. And anyone listening that has the same problem, then you know this. You know that it is something that just takes over. It literally feels like you're turning into the Hulk. At least what I can imagine. And I hate that feeling. I hate feeling like I'm controlled by something. But we are not controlled. If you struggle with anger, you are not being controlled by this. You're allowing it to control you. But you can take a hold of it, and you can decide for yourself if you're going to let something upset you. It's going to be hard, but it is 100% something that you can do. We can take control of this. We just need to put the work in. Now, if you are this person who struggles with anger, learn how to turn that anger into gratitude. Work on it every single day. Nobody is going to force you to work on yourself. That's something you have to do on your own. It takes thinking about it every minute of every day, reminding yourself who you want to be and what you have to do to get there. There are no breaks when it comes to self-growth. There are no breaks, especially if there is someone that you are determined to become. You have to work on that every single day. And there are going to be people who don't want you to change. There are going to be people who are just used to who you are. They like you for who you are. Maybe you make their life easier and they don't want you to change. You can't let them stop you. You need to work on yourself every single day. If you want to become this person, you need to work on it. There's no breaks. You need to think about it all the time. Because if you're just thinking about it every once in a while, you're not going to get there. You're not going to change. For something to become a habit, for something to become part of who you are, you have to work on it every day. You can't have days off. It doesn't work that way. Self-growth does not take a break. We are moving forward every day. And whether we like it or not, life continues to go on. So don't put off bettering yourself. You have this one life to become the person you want to be. And I'm going to leave you with this one thought. The amazing thing about misery is that we get to feel joy. Without misery, without the bad times, without our issues, the struggles that we go through, we wouldn't understand the opposite. We wouldn't understand happiness and joy and feeling at peace and a sense of calm. We wouldn't understand it if we didn't have the bad. In order to have good, we have to have bad. Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope that this helped some of you. Even if you are not struggling with anger, maybe you're struggling with something else, I hope that it helped inspire you to admit to yourself first that there are things that you struggle with, and then maybe start to brainstorm how you can start to better yourself, start to work on those things, and truly become the person that you have always wanted to be. I believe in you guys. Always. I will always be here rooting you guys on. And I just really appreciate all of your guys' support and the love that you show. Please never stop. You guys are so awesome. Thank you so much for listening, and I will be back for next week's episode. See you guys.